Scripture tells us to be ready all the time. So I want to do that. Desire that you pray for us. Try to deliver the burden that the Lord gives.
Amen.
We didn't really plan on coming to this meeting, but we feel the Lord told us to do it, so we're glad we're here. We want to turn to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. I want to begin at the first verse, and I'd like for you to bear with me as we read the majority of this chapter. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, starting at the first verse. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. And that but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me.
Amen.
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Yes.
But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hath been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And the thought that we have in our mind is in the latter part of this particular chapter. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, what I want to deal with a little bit this morning is receiving instruction. That seems like that's something that's very difficult for people in today's day and time to do, is to receive instructions. Most of us have it in our mind that we want it to go a certain way, and we feel like this is the way it should be, and we don't just take instructions readily. It depends on, you'll say, somebody will come up to you, maybe they're a person of God, and you'll just brush off what they're saying as their opinion. That's your opinion. I don't have to do that. That's the way the Lord deals with you. He doesn't deal with me like that. So what I'm wanting to deal with a little bit is receiving instruction. It is not always to do. It is not always easy to do. It is not always easy for somebody, particularly I want to say it to the young people. Many times by the time people get to be teenagers or whatnot, they feel like they know just about everything that there is to know. They feel like their parents have dealt with them along a certain line, and it's just not right. Mama shouldn't do me like this. Daddy shouldn't do me like this. It's not fair. They really don't understand the dynamics, they say. You don't understand, Mama, Daddy, the dynamics of a teenager's mind. Oh, yes, they do. They were a teenager at one time, too. That's why the Lord intends for them to go through the ranks before they become an adult. They know just what you're going through. No, just because it's 1995 doesn't mean that it was any different than it was in 1945 when they were the same age. So we want to get you to the point of receiving instruction. There's nothing new on the face of this earth. Everything is just a repeat of itself. Now, we want to deal a little bit with the young people. We're dealing with young people that don't, when you get into a certain age, spiritually speaking, you feel like you know it pretty well. You've been saved for a few years, and what the old folks have been teaching for so long just ain't necessarily so. But they've had some experiences that you don't have. It is your responsibility to receive the instruction that they say. Do you know it is possible for them to tell you something wrong, and by you taking it meekly and doing it anyway, the Lord just shows you a lesson and shows them a lesson in it too?
Yes. Amen.
Now, one of the most difficult things that I believe a young pastor has to do is give instruction to older people.
Yeah.
Been in some places where the older people haven't been so readily to accept instruction for somebody that they feel is green behind the ears, or wet behind the ears, kind of green.
Yes.
They kind of just, you kind of give them some instruction, you can see some things, and maybe the position that you're in, being a pastor and whatnot, you can kind of see some things that, well, maybe you should consider this. And you entreat them to do a particular thing, and they kind of pet you on the head and say, oh, you don't understand. But do you know, along with gifts, it is not that a person has a gift, a particular that he has experience. It's not that I have so much experience. I can't say that I have as much experience as a lot of people in here. But the point is that when the Lord gives a gift, He gives along with it discernment and other things that go along with it. It just goes with the territory, shall we say. So we can look at some things and we can say that if it was necessary, if it was not necessary for God to give an older person a pastor, He wouldn't have done it. So an older person, sometimes it's difficult for you to take instructions from somebody that's young and you've had a lot more experience than them, but it's necessary.
Yeah.
If the Lord intended for you not to have a pastor, He never would have given you one.
Amen.
There is something about that that goes, that something about the way the Lord put gifts in the body.
Yeah.
Every single one of them are necessary.
Amen.
He has them there for a reason. You know, it should be that no matter, and you know, one thing that we find out, if a person, a lot of times persons that don't want to take instruction, there are some other issues that they are dealing with too.
Right.
There's a little bit of maybe self-exaltation. They feel like they're a little more important than what they should be.
Yes, Lord.
And nobody should be able to tell them something, but it says that it was given for instruction.
Yes.
Amen.
It should be that each one of us can receive instruction from anybody.
That's true.
You know, you get to a place sometimes that people say, well, you can't tell me nothing because I done watched you too.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know, if you've watched somebody and that somebody hasn't lived right and they still tell you something right, you should listen to it.
Yeah.
It just takes a little bit of humility to do it.
Yeah.
But you find out that, well, you ain't doing it. You ain't doing such and such, and so I don't have to do this. Is it going to be beneficial for you to do it? Many times I've seen people that know that it's going to be beneficial if they do a particular thing, and someone gives them instruction, and maybe they gave the instruction not quite the way that they wanted, or maybe it came from the wrong person. And because it comes from the wrong person, I don't have to do it. Instruction.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord's put a lot of people in our pathway. Some people rub us wrong. Have anybody ever just been a trial to you? Just the way that they walk in the door and they get ready to say something, and you think, oh my goodness, I hope you don't just rub you wrong. You don't. You've got to pray for grace just to listen to them.
Yeah.
Or have you listened to what they said? And then about everything they said, and it might have been good too.
Yeah.
The Lord might have been blessing what they said, but just because it was him or her, and you just, you spit out everything that they said. It just bounced right off of your ears.
Yeah.
I've had a situation, somebody come to me one time and said, you know, what so-and-so says is good, but I just can't receive it.
Yeah.
Well, that's another way. Instruction goes two ways. There's some people that are always wanting to give it. But they find it very hard to take it.
All right.
Surely so.
I don't believe that you can effectively give instruction and let somebody listen to you if you can't take it.
Amen.
A person is watching you, and generally speaking, a person can tell whether or not you are sincere,
yes.
Whether or not you're just Mr. Know-it-all.
Yes.
And they have watched when people have given you instruction and seeing you not take it, you don't feel that that's for you, and then you're going to turn around and try to give it to somebody else?
So.
They have a right, so to speak, shall we say.
Yes, Lord.
Not to listen to it. Instruction.
Amen.
No, find two with the men. I don't know, we've been raised, men, we've been raised in a way that we feel like we should always have the last say. That our decisions generally are the better decisions. We've watched, you know, you've watched your wife or you watched a lady do something that would just, almost in a man's mind, common sense would have told her not to do it.
Yeah.
Don't you know that? So when you come and they start trying to give you some instruction about try backing out or do something real simple and simplistic.
Uh-huh.
And you jump completely, oh, that ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. Well, just try it. And you think it's too simple for it to work. It has to be something that's a little bit more complicated for me, for my mind to rig up and think about. And then before you know it, you're coming right to the conclusion that what she said, I told you to do that in the first place. You could have saved 3 or 4 hours if you'd have done it a long time ago. It is your responsibility to receive instructions. Just because it comes from somebody who normally doesn't give good instruction doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen to it. You know, there have been many times that, you know, we think that just in men things that a woman doesn't know. But do you know that there are many, many times that a woman has to listen to some of the most foolish sounding things from us. And we really think we know what we're talking about.
Yes.
But when it comes to spiritual things, that's where many people get into trouble. Because they carry that same mindset into the spiritual realm.
Yes.
So when somebody comes up here with a very simplistic, simple answer to your problem, to your spiritual problem, you want to go and you want to get some instruction from this preacher who lives 10 states over.
Yes.
Because you know it cannot be that simplistic. It can't be that simple. It's got to be something more complicated to it. Are you looking for something a little different angle to it? And then that preacher tells you the same thing that this little person sitting over here told you. This they told you the same thing. You know, I've known people to go to 2 or 3, 4 people trying to get a different answer, and they all come back right around to the same thing. Receive the instruction that you're being given.
Amen.
We run into trouble when we take those same ideas. The same kind of boldness and the same obstinance, stubbornness into our spiritual realm.
Yeah,
I don't have to receive this instruction because it wasn't given to me by a minister. You're not a minister. You can't tell me what to do. You're not my pastor. You know, some of the best counsel you can get doesn't come from a pastor.
Really so.
It comes from some low folks sitting out in the audience. Don't say much. Maybe they just say a few words. Well, you know, I'm going through a trial. Have you tried this?
Yes.
You know, we have in our own, I don't know, we've kind of, shall we say, programmed ourselves. We have to run to the preacher for everything. We can't come out of any problem on our own. Unless the preacher tells me this, then it may, I better run this by him. I run this by her. All right? But the scripture is given by instruction. Now, the reason that I read all of this chapter is because it talks about,
amen,
in the last days, perilous times will come. It's a very dangerous time.
Yes.
It's talking about people, what they shall do. It's talking about religious people. It's talking about deceivers. It's talking about people without natural affections. It's talking about very dangerous times, boastful, proud, blaspheming people. And it tells you that this is what you got to watch out for. There are some dangers that are going to be coming about, some things that you're going to be confronted with and faced with that are very dangerous. And some of the things that you're confronted with don't appear to be dangerous. They don't appear to be as bad as they really are. But I want you to know about them anyway, because if you don't receive the instruction, this is what you can fall into. You can have a form of godliness, but you have no power behind it. You can say with your lips and you can testify and all this, but there is no power for you to live a consistent, holy life like that. Watch that. Somebody can come in and deceive you in such a way that you don't have any understanding with, because you haven't had the experience and somebody's told you, you haven't received the instruction, but he's telling you beforehand that this is what I want you to watch out for.
Amen.
I want you to know that in the last days, this is where we're going to be.
Yes, Lord.
And I don't believe that there would be anybody here that would say that we aren't very, very close to the last day. We don't know. As far as I'm concerned, the Lord could come back today and all the Scripture would be fulfilled.
Yes.
As far as what's taking place. But it says here, these are the kind, these are the sort, which creep into houses and lead captive silly women. Laden with sins. Lead captive people that haven't what they need in order to take the instruction and learn from it. Just have some good, common, spiritual sense about it. It leads them astray. But he says, I've given you some instruction on how to do it. You know, one of the things that's beneficial about the Scripture is it tells you what to do and it tells you what not to do.
Yes.
You can go right down to the Scripture, and if you live it, he's given us an instruction booklet on how to live.
Amen.
You know, I've seen billboards that says something, it had a little baby up there, and it says it doesn't come with instructions. But I tend to differ with that. It tells you just how to train up a child.
Yes.
Tells you how to live your life. It comes with anything that you, any problem that you'll face in this life, you can find a solution right here if you'll follow the instructions.
Amen.
God has given us the instructions that we need in order to make it through every stage of our lives. I generally have a little problem if there's some complicated thing. I don't like reading instructions. You ever run into that where you don't like reading the instructions?
Yeah.
You see a little picture. If it has a picture, you just start putting the bolts together and everything, and before you know it, you come up with a few washers and a few bolts, but it looks okay. No doubt some of us ran into that the last few days. Well, just read the instructions. It takes too long. I don't want to read the instructions. Just tell me how to do it. I can figure this out for myself. Do you know many people do that with their lives?
Yeah,
sure. Here it is, all this complicated mass of a life. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't know what effect that the things that you learned yesterday is going to have on you today. But yet and still, many people are trying to put their lives together by themselves without the instruction book.
Yeah.
And you're finding out that many people are is having an effect not only on that individual, but it has an effect on me too. The reason it has an effect on me is because there's crime here in L.A. It's a lot of it.
Yeah.
And the reason that it's here is because it says right here that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And he says, I want you to read the instructions. I want you to live your life like this. And if everybody follows the direction, you wouldn't have a lot of torn and shattered lives with things missing.
Amen.
You put it together, you feel like I'm fairly happy, but there seems like there's something missing. Well, you didn't follow the instructions.
Yes, Your Lord.
Do you know that that same thing can happen right here among you?
Yes.
You can say, well, I got saved 35 years ago, or I got saved 5 years ago, and I just about learned all the basics. Do you know that it's an ongoing thing for us to learn the instruction that the Bible teaches us? It's given for that. But you get to a place sometimes in your experience, maybe that you feel like you can just set it aside and this is how brother such and such dealt with it, and I think that's how I'm going to deal with it too. Well, do you know that there may have been a lot of variables? Have you ever cooked a cake and it said in at a certain altitude, you put it up at a different temperature than at another altitude?
Yeah.
Have you ever dealt with that? Well, some of your sisters may have. Well, by you going with what brother whoever used to say, and what he used to do, he may have been at a different altitude than what you are.
Yes.
And it may need that you need to turn the heat up on your altitude, or you may need to turn it down. You can't just do what he says. But the Scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable for instruction.
Amen.
It'll tell you what temperature to put it on if you'll seek to know.
Yes. Amen.
So we come to a place that we feel like, oh, well, it's not necessary for me to do that. Well, maybe it is. And just because dear sister or dear mother, whoever didn't do it, don't mean you don't have to.
Surely so. Amen.
Take the instruction of the Scripture. We look around, maybe somebody comes up to us and tells us that this is how you should do it. And you, for some reason, just don't feel that that person knows all the dynamics of your situation. Have you ever been like that? Well, see, you don't understand my situation. My situation is a little bit different than that other situation. And I know you're going by that experience over here. No, I'm not going by that experience over here. I see what you need.
Amen.
And you know, most people, you get something so close to them, they can't see themselves. Most people don't see themselves. It is very difficult for a person to see his fault. And you know, when you find somebody that sees it, that's one thing. But when you find somebody that really acknowledges that I have a problem,
yes,
that's a gold mine. You find somebody that you can find somebody that's going to acknowledge I have a problem and I need help, you can get some help to that individual.
Yes.
But so often we find people, well, I might be this, but. But you find somebody, you know, and if somebody were to come up to me and tell me, Brother Darrell, you know, I live like this. That's why I feel that I can't preach anything that I don't live.
Amen.
I never try to do that. If I don't, if I can't live it, I don't preach it. I don't feel that you can be effective in it. I don't feel that that's what the Lord wants you to do. So if I have to preach on a low level and you feel that I'm on a low, that I'm only preaching on a certain level, then that's where I am. I'm not going to preach up here and live down here. So if you have to bear with me for living and preaching down here, just bear with me because I'm going to be there until I graduate. But you see people that just want to jump from one level to another. Don't even understand what the basics are. Haven't even received instruction on how to just put the little building blocks together just to have a sound experience. And they're wanting to teach somebody else. Been to that? Scripture is given by inspiration. It's profitable for instruction. Everything that God has ever done, He's had a blueprint for it.
Amen.
He knew the end result before it started. He's never started anything that He couldn't finish. Now, we make it a little bit complicated because we have a free will. God has a blueprint for your life. He knows from the start to the finish what He wants to take place in your life.
Yes.
Some people have had some very hard things happen to them. And some people can get very embittered at what God intends. But you know what begins to happen? When one person doesn't follow the plan that God has for them, doesn't follow the instruction that God has for them, it throws everybody else off.
Yes.
Because you are directly related to me and I'm directly related to this person, and it goes right down the line. The reason that we lock our doors every night, I don't believe anybody here goes to sleep without locking their doors, making certain that they're locked here in California. I know I wouldn't. But the reason that you do it is because somebody else got out of the plan, out of the will of the Lord. They didn't follow the instructions. And because they didn't follow the instruction, it has an effect on me. You hear about just random violence, somebody driving down the freeway, you know, somebody pull over in front of you. Nowadays, you know, you don't know, you just back off. It used to be that you could just kind of maybe hunk up somebody in the world, I'm saying. I hope no saints don't do this. Somebody in the world, they pull in front of you in the freeway and you just lay on their horn. You can't do that anymore. You might get a bullet through the window. You know why that is? It has an effect on me. It has an effect on me.
Yeah.
Everything that you do, to some degree, affects me.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you don't follow the instruction, that throws the whole plan out of kilter to some degree.
Yeah.
Had Adam and Eve been faithful to the Lord, the plan of the Lord would have been just, this would be paradise right now.
Yeah.
But they got out. They got out of the will of the Lord. They didn't follow the instructions like they were supposed to do. And consequently, I don't even know who Adam and Eve was other than through the Scripture, but they affect me.
Yes, really so.
Their sins affects me. Well, you can say that, oh, it's me, I'm grown, I can do what I want to do. You know, some of the hardest times that people have had is when grown folks do what they want to do.
Amen.
It ain't affecting nobody else. You find out that not only did it affect somebody else, when you did what you wanted to do, it had an effect on your children. And it had an effect on your parents and your brothers and your sisters. But, oh, this was your thing. You were going to do it the way you wanted to do it.
Yes.
And now the grandma's having to raise the children because you done got yourself in a complete mess.
Yeah.
And she's already raised her set of children. She don't need to raise any more. Simply because we didn't follow instructions.
Okay. Amen.
The Lord has a blueprint for your life.
Yeah,
it's not too late. For you to say, Lord, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And you know, you can look at your life and you can say, I could have been a lot further than what I am now.
Amen.
I could have had an effect on a lot of people. Maybe right here in this congregation. Right there in your home congregation, wherever that is. You could have had an effect on a lot of people in a good, positive way. And you can see the work of God struggling because you didn't follow instructions. The minister came to you, or someone came to you, some sweet mother in Israel, or father in Israel. He comes to you, put his arm around you and say, listen, I see you getting in trouble. I think you better slow down here. And you just feel like, oh, well, you know, the old folks just don't have no zeal. But you know, they have some wisdom that you don't have. So you better follow your zeal and put it together with their wisdom to get what you need, to get to the point that the Lord wants you to get to. But I can see a lot of things that would be a lot better off if we had just followed the simple instructions that was given us.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything hard. Generally speaking, sometimes people give us instructions and they seem overwhelming. I just can't do it. Can't do it. Now that's why I believe the Lord conceals some of the things that conceals. He doesn't just tell us everything right up front. It would be too much for us to handle. He told me when I got saved that I'd be preaching. It would probably have been too much to handle. But he gives a little bit at a time. He has a certain plan for me, for you.
Yes, Lord.
On me taking those instructions becomes beneficial to a lot of people. By me following the instructions, by you following the instructions that the Lord gives you, you can have an effect on a lot of folks.
Amen.
In positive ways. Turn to Genesis 6th chapter. Talk about Adam and Eve. How they affected the world. Every person that entered in their children. Out of that, their immediate children, the first generation, there was a murderer there. But you mean to tell me Eve never murdered? She never had it in her mind to murder. She was just going to be a little bit disobedient. Deceived and being deceived. Because she did not take the counsel that was given her, stay away from that tree.
Yeah,
you can do anything you want to do. You can talk to anybody you want to talk to. I didn't say stay away from the serpent. I said stay away from the tree.
Yeah.
But sometimes, staying away from the tree means staying away from the serpent.
Yeah.
And we don't understand it. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with this. With talking to this person or doing this particular, well, stay away from the serpent. You won't be tempted to get into the tree. That's what we're trying to say. When people, in a loving way, say to you, well, I don't think you should, or I think you maybe should reconsider something, they're saying stay away from the snake and you won't have to worry about the tree.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she didn't. She felt that, well, that we're friends. And the devil knows how to do it very deceitfully. To the point that you don't even understand what he's doing. He knows how to do that. And you get to the point that you feel like, oh, I can handle this. And that's when he drops the boom on you, so to speak.
Yes.
He lowers, everything comes down on you. And before you know it, I'm in a compromised situation. And never even understood that I was getting myself close to it. But the reason it was because you didn't follow the instructions that was given you.
Yeah.
That's the reason that you're in the problems that you're in. Many of us will find out that many times, maybe there was just the consciousness, the Spirit of God just spoke to our hearts. Nobody else knew but us. The Spirit of God spoke to our hearts and spoke to our consciousness and said, wait a minute, watch that.
Yeah.
And we felt like we had it all under control. And we ended up putting ourselves in grave spiritual danger, if not life-threatening situations, simply because we didn't follow the check.
Yes, true so.
Right? Sixth chapter, Genesis, the 13th verse. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. And the Lord just began to give certain instructions. He said, I want you to write it down. Write down everything that I'm saying. I'm going to give you certain instructions, but this is how I want you to do it. You know, the Lord has the right to give us instructions with our life, because our life is in His hands.
Amen.
He can tell us just what to do, just what not to do. And do you know what? It could be the salvation of our souls. It will be the salvation of our souls. Had Noah decided in his own mind that, hey, that's too big, I'll be working on this 400 years. Had he decided, I'm going to do it, but I'm just going to scale it down. It's going to be to scale, but it's not going to be quite as large as what you're telling me to do. Well, do you know, by him doing that, he would have just been disobedient.
Yeah.
He would have made an ark. It would have been pitched in and out. He would have made it a certain a number of feet and so forth. But it wouldn't have been like God wanted it to be. And do you know, many of us do that with our lives.
Yeah.
We decide that, oh Lord, that's just too much for me to do, so I'm just going to scale it down a little bit. You told me to make it 300 cubits long, but I don't think we need all of that right now. I'm going to make it about 100 cubits long. That way I'm going to get it finished, and it's going to be just like what you wanted it to look like. It's going to be to scale, but it's just going to be a little smaller than what you intended for it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose he had done that. Do you know people do that every day?
Yeah.
With their spiritual experience, they do it every day. They scale it down and just, all that's, I'm not going to do it. This is not what I believe. And the Lord has already spoke to them and told them. It's not something some preacher is telling them to do.
Yeah.
Something that God has told them to do.
Yeah.
And they've already scaled it down and say, oh, it's not necessary. I believe I can get by with that. And you know what happens? They live and they don't really have that much of a prick in their own conscience. And before you know it, they can do a lot of things like that. And it never bothers them.
Yes.
The Lord just gets to the point that, listen, I'm not even going to talk to you anymore. So every time I tell you, you've got to strive with me and you've got to tell me what you can't do, I don't even want to hear it. Every time I give you some instructions, you've got to alter them a little bit. I know what your life is going to be like. I'm the one that's the author and finisher of your faith.
Yeah.
I know how long I want the ark to be, and you're saying, scale it down.
Yeah.
I don't believe, I'm going to take a little liberty here, I don't believe that Noah just knew everything that that God was going to do with. I don't think he knew how many animals and all this other kind of stuff, completely what God was going to do, but he said, this is what God has intended for me to do.
Amen.
I think that there were some compartments on there that the Lord was saying, I want you to have a certain amount of compartments just in case some folks want to come aboard. You want to scale it down. You know, the Lord is telling us things about our lives. It will have an effect.
Amen.
On other people.
Yeah.
The only way for you to have the optimum effect on somebody else's life. You're talking about people wanting to save their children, their mamas, their daddies. They want their uncles and aunts to be saved. That's good. I believe we should. But the way to save them,
amen,
is not so much for you to just pray for them. Sometimes praying for folks is just kind of a, shall I say, a camouflage for you not doing what you want, you should be doing.
Yes, true so.
Lord, bless them. Have you lived like you should have lived? Have you followed the instruction to the letter?
Yes.
Just the way the Lord told you to do it? Or are you saying that you can get by with certain things and then you can pray for them? Maybe. Just maybe. The reason that you're not being quite as effective as you need to be is because you're not following instructions. How do you expect somebody else to follow them if you're not?
Yes, truly so.
I don't believe that anybody can expect, I don't believe anybody should expect anybody to do something that they would not do themselves.
Amen.
If you intend for somebody, and people, some people just have this kind of personality. They're very disciplinarian. They're wanting you to follow the line to them to the T. You do this, 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 and this.
Yes.
And then they kind of go easy on themselves.
That's right.
You ever known somebody? I know that in something about grandparents. They don't like to see there a lot of them. I know some people aren't like this. But a majority of the ones that I've seen don't like to see the parents give their children a good, solid whipping. I know that my parents, oh, give them another chance. They never would have said that to me. I did something wrong. Come here. And I would have got a good beating for it. And now the same thing, they're kind of lighting up on their grandkids. Yes. Oh, don't. He's just a baby. I don't know, but that's the way it goes. And you know, some people are the same way about, they're their own grandbaby, shall we say.
Yeah.
They'll tell you, and they'll just discipline you up one side and down the other and tell you, and sit there. That's what you're supposed to do. And then when it comes to their own actions,
yes,
they're their own grandbabies.
Yes.
I'm not gonna, the Lord's just been dealing with me for this for just a couple years now. It ain't that old, ain't that? But that's how people do. That's really how people do. I've seen it. I've seen it happen too many times for it not to be true. So easy on themselves.
Yes.
And so hard on somebody else. I don't believe that you can be effective like that.
No.
I don't believe that you can tell somebody to follow instructions and you don't follow them yourself.
Amen.
It will backfire every time.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do it out of fear for a little while, but after a while they're going to rebel against you, just not going to do nothing you say.
Yes.
And effectiveness that you can have when the Lord is saying, listen, I want you to go a little easy. I want you to take care of you first, then you can take care of somebody else.
Amen.
And the Lord help us. I think that's very important for us to learn. Read the instructions. If you're finding that there is something missing in your life, chances are that place is where you didn't put the bolts together right.
Yes.
You left out something. You left out a washer. Something that seemed insignificant. Something that seemed insignificant, but is causing a little bit of irritation someplace. And it seemed insignificant. It didn't seem like it was something of great importance, something that you left off. I've done many of things not read the instructions. I want somebody else to read the instructions for me. Have you ever been like that too? You want somebody else to tell you how to do it. Get to the point that we're putting something together and I ask my wife, read the instructions for me. Now, and then if she reads them and it takes too long, I want to see the picture. I don't want to just read the instructions. That's how people are.
Yes, truly so.
May the Lord help us to come to a place of realization that if we leave something, if something's missing,
amen,
chances are we haven't read the instructions like we're supposed to.
No.
Or chances are if somebody's given us the instructions, we haven't followed them to the letter. You go back, you start at the very beginning. Sometimes you have to take it all the way loose.
Yes, truly so.
You know, I think that that's how some people, I've been dealt with people who have been trying to patch up their experience. And then they end up falling. And actually, it's a blessing that they fail.
Yeah.
If you can understand what I'm saying. Because you needed to start all over.
Amen.
You need to just throw it away and start all over. You didn't follow the instructions and you got something all together. And it's not at all a pretty sight.
Amen.
And you just don't have the gall to just... You don't have the humility that you need to just tear it all down and say, listen, I need to start all over. So the Lord allows something to happen. Where you know you got to start all over. You know, sometimes I've seen that be a blessing to people. I've dealt with people and tried to tell them how to fix it, and it was to the point that they didn't even need to be trying to fix on it, really. You just need to throw it away.
That's right.
It's how some people's experience is. You need to throw it away and get another one.
Yeah.
Start all over. Build it from the ground up. And one thing I want to say, in building it from the ground up, people get saved and they feel like they can start all they can jump from. They were saying maybe 2 or 3 years, 4 or 5 years, and then something happens, they go back and they start over again, and then they want to jump all the way back to where somebody else is. You're still a baby. Crawl. Even though you have this knowledge, you don't know how to use it. That's what got you in trouble the first time. Even though you know what the instructions are to some degree, you don't know, you don't... My daughter, I feel that she's a very kind of advanced individual, but she still don't know the dynamics of putting it all together. Yeah. She can read the instructions, almost understand them to some degree, but don't really know the dynamics, don't have the experience of doing it. That's what a lot of people are.
Not
spiritually mature enough to handle what they think that they could handle. Amen. Be a baby for a while. Don't, if you got to be a baby for 5 or 6 years, be a baby for 5 or 6 years.
Amen.
It's better to do that than to start trying to walk and trip over yourself and end up falling flat on your face. It's better for you to say, listen, brother, you still there? I'm still here, but I'm still moving.
Yeah. Amen.
I might be crawling, but I'm not where I was yesterday.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And as long as you're moving forward, listen, you can get to heaven on your hands and knees.
Yeah.
Crawling. You'll never have to be in a position of running fast and knowing all these other things. Listen, as long as I get there, don't care how I get there.
Amen.
As long as I get there, you can get there real quick and you can get to the points that you want to get to quickly. But listen, as long as I get there, that's all I'm concerned about. Don't have to get there. Don't have to compete against you.
Amen.
I just have to do what I know the Lord intends for me to do.
Amen.
And do it with all my heart, with all my soul, just like He wants me to do it. And when He gives me instructions, I follow them to the letter.
Yeah.
I dot every I, cross every T. Don't try to get by with nothing.
Yeah.
And you know what? I believe I'll make it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I believe you will too if you follow the instructions that are laid out in the Scripture.
Amen.
Receive the instruction. Doesn't care who it comes from. Even if that person and you kind of differ on certain lines, if they give good instructions, take it.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to take instruction from people who don't even know how to give it. Some people are so harsh in the way that they give instruction, they don't know how to give it with love, and it already hurts your feelings for them to even say what they're saying, and then they're going to say it the way they said it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's even if they said it like that, take it.
Yeah.
It can be your salvation. It can be the very thing that gets you from point A to point B. As long as you get to point B, don't care if they... Don't care how you got there, just as long as you get there, take it.
Amen.
You should be in a position, whether you're a leader or a follower, and every one of us are both in some capacity.
Right.
And no matter what you are, whether you're a leader or a follower, you have to take instructions from whoever it comes from.
Amen.
If it's good instruction.
Amen.
Listen, if a child walked up to you and told you to tie your shoe because you'd fall, you need to do it. Oh, what does this little child know? He knows that if you keep walking like that and stand on that string, you're going to end up on the ground.
Yes.
He knows that.
That's right.
So it doesn't really matter.
Amen.
Don't put ages. A person that's 95-year-old should be able to take instructions from a 5-year-old. I'm saying this in spiritual terms and in literal terms as well. From a 5-year-old, just like a 5-year-old should be able to take instructions from a 95-year-old.
Amen.
It goes both ways. Don't ever get to the place that you feel like you know it all.
Yes.
When you get to that place that you don't feel like you have to read and do the instructions like what you're supposed to do them, that's when you're getting yourself into a whole lot of trouble, a lot more than what you ever do. And you know, the devil doesn't do it all. It doesn't just happen all at once. So you stop taking this instruction, and before you know it, he lets you go by taking all this other instruction, but you still have this thing hanging over your head. And then before you know it, you're not taking something else. And then before you know it, it gets a little easier not to take almost anything. Unless it comes directly from the Lord. Ever been to people that the Lord ain't telling me that? May the Lord help us. I believe you got the point.
Amen.
May I desire that you pray for me.
Amen.